So let's review. Agmar began Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, the first line on the top. Amar Lo Abaye Lo Rav Yosef. Our Daf begins by discussing Kuva De Ara, which is a loose batter of flour mixed with water, baked in a cavity at the base of an oven. Abaye asked Rav Yosef, what bracha do we make on the Kuva De Ara? Rav Yosef answers Mezainis, as opposed to Hamoitzi, since it is Guvla Ba'alma, a pastry-like dough, and is usually eaten as a snack. Mazutra, on the other hand, was Kivea Suda on Kuva De Ara, and not only made hamaitzi, but also said birchas hamazon afterwards. Mamba Ravashi takes it even a step further and adds, "V'adam yoytze behem yidei chavase bePesach, that one can fulfill the mitzvah of matzah on Pesach because it is considered lechem oini." Next, the Gemara discusses duvsha de tamra, dvash tamarim, honey from a date. Mamba Ravashi says we say shahakol because it is considered zeyah ba'alma, moisture or sweat that seeps out from the date, and brings proof to this from Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that on Dvash Tamarim of Terumah, if a non-Kohen eats it by mistake, he does not have to pay it back, because it is not considered as if he ate any of the fruit. Next, the Gemara discusses Terumah, mashed fruits, with Rava holding that we say Boi Pir eats, and he brings a proof from Ravashi, who says that Tamarim Shel Terumah, which may not be crushed completely because it is usher to destroy Terumah even for eating purposes, one may not make beer from it. However, Terumah is permitted because it still retains its fruit-like character. Next discussed is shtisa, toasted wheat kernels mixed with oil, water, and salt. Rav holds you say a shahakel, and Shmuel says a mezainis. Rav Chisda adds that there really is no argument here, because when it is of thicker consistency, then we say mezainis, a Shmuel, because b'milsei kaim, it remains in the same category as before. However, when it is of a looser consistency, as in a drink, which is used for refuah, then a shahakel is made, like Rav. The Gemara points out at the end that even though one may not take medicine on Shabbos, however, if it is taken as a food or drink, then it's permissible, with the therapeutic benefit occurring on its own automatically, so to speak. Next, the Gemara returns to our Mishnah. Sha'al ha'pashtu oimer ha'mitzi lachem in the arts. The Gemara brings a braisa where the Rabbanim and Reb Nechemya argue. The Rabbanim hold that we say ha'mitzi lachem in the arts on bread, and Nechemya holds that we say mitzi lachem in the arts, without the hay. Rav explains the machlokes and says, everyone agrees that the word mitzi is in the past tense, meaning what Hashem has brought forth from the earth. However, they disagree in what tense ha-maitzi is. The Rabbanim hold that it too is in the past tense, whereas Reb Nechemya holds that it refers to the future. The halacha follows the Rabbanim, with Tosfos adding that we prefer ha-maitzi to maitzi, even though maitzi would be correct according to everyone, because the hay of ha-maitzi separates the end of ha-olam from maitzi, so they don't inadvertently become attached into one long word of halam maitzi. The Gemara again quotes from our Mishnah. The Gemara says that by mentioning yirakis, vegetables, right after pas, bread, it teaches us that just like bread was transformed by fire, so too the Mishnah is talking about vegetables that were transformed by fire, meaning cooked, teaching us that it still retains its bracha v'adama. We are then presented with various amiroam and their opinions about shlokis, cooked vegetables. Rav Noi mentions Abaya, who holds that we say a hadama. Rav Chisda mentions Rav, who also holds Adama, and Rav Yechanan, who according to Ula, says Shahakal, with Rav Chisda adding that he holds that Tchilosei HaAdama, Sholkei Shahakal. If its original bracha was HaAdama, then after it is cooked, we say only Shahakal. However, Tchilosei Shahakal, Sholkei HaAdama. If it originally was not really edible, and only Shahakal would have been said, now after cooking it, we say HaAdama, because this is how it was really intended to be eaten. Rav Nachman introduces us to Shmuel, who holds HaAdama, and also mentions Rav Yochanan, who according to Ula holds Shahakal, and then adds that he holds that this was already a machlokes between Tanoim, who disagreed if Yoitzin Berakikin, if you can fulfill the mitzvah of matzah on Pesach with matzahs that were soaked or cooked. Rav Meir holds that you can, and Rav Yossi holds that only with soaked but not if cooked, because once it is cooked, it loses its original status of being called a matzah. Similarly, they would hold the same with vegetables. The Gemara refutes this, and says that matzah on Pesach is very different because it needs tam matzah. It needs to retain the taste of matzah in order for a person to be yotze the mitzvah of matzah. The Gemara now turns his attention to Rabbi Yochanan, who both Rav Chisda and Rav Nachman said in the name of Ula that he holds that on shlokos, cooked vegetables, we say a shahakal. The Gemara presents a braisa that states that this in itself is a machlokes, with the Rav Chiya bar Abba saying that Rabbi Yochanan holds hadama, while Rav Binyamin bar Yefes says that Rabbi Yochanan holds a shahakal. Rav Nachman Yitzchak and Rav Zeira are very much surprised that Ula would accept Rav Binyamin bar Yefes' understanding of Rabbi Yochanan in light of the fact that Rav Chiya bar Abba was daik of a gamash maitza, a close student of Rabbi Yochanan who was extremely medaik in his words and would be mahadir b'talmudei review his learning with his Rebbe every 30 days. The Gemara asks one final question according to those that hold that Shlokis Mavarch Alem Boi Pradama, because they hold B'milse Koi, Masir Rav Yitzchuk Bashmo. Yerokis, vegetables that one wants to use on Pesach V'mor, one cannot be yitz with them if they were soaked, stewed, or cooked. But why not? Don't you hold B'milse Koi? To which the Gemara answers similar to an earlier teretz. That for Pesach, B'inon Tamor, we need the taste of Mor, which would be lost with any of the above processes. Our Gemara ends with a brief discussion about the exact size of a kezias, which the Gemara says is not that of a large zayas olive, only that of a medium-sized olive, which is referred to as agure, meaning that where the juice is not absorbed into the fruit as with apples, etc., but rather the oil is contained within it.